The Woods Out Back by R. A. Salvatore. Narrated by Paul Bamer. Copyright 1993 by R. A. Salvatore. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Siegel and Siegel Limited, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prelude. You were caught fairly, and within the written limits of your own rules, Kelsey said sternly, his sharp eyes, golden in hue, and ever sparkling like the stars he so loved, bore into the smaller sprite, promising no compromise.
Might that it be time for changing the rules?
Mickey the Leprechaun mumbled under his breath. Kelsey's golden eyes, the same hue as his flowing hair, narrowed dangerously, his thin brows forming a V over his delicate but angular nose. Mickey silently berated himself. He could get away with his constant private muttering around bumbling humans. But, he reminded himself again, one should never underestimate the sharpness of an elf's ears. The leprechaun looked around the open meadow, searching for some escape route. He knew it to be a futile exercise. He couldn't hope to outrun the elf, standing more than twice his height, and the nearest cover was fully 100 yards away. Not a promising proposition. Always ready to improvise, Mickey went into his best posture for bargaining, a leprechaun's second favorite pastime, the first being the use of illusions to trick pursuing humans into smashing their faces into trees.
Ancient they are, the leprechaun tried to explain. Rules a catchin' made for humans and greedy folk.